to save a failing economic system. They advocate, as they always do, more for the wealthy, but less for the poor. We saw that in bailouts for the bankers. But for the people, foreclosures, lost jobs, lost 401ks, and lost benefits. If the people were bailed out, what would they have done with the money besides spend it? They would have paid rents, bought clothes, bought food, and played a big part in refloating what is a consumer-based economy. But instead, tens and hundreds of billions of bucks of public money went to the bankers, who promptly paid themselves bonuses and bought beluga caviar. And they call this socialism? Madness. When people organize, they can change the way things go. So keep on keeping on. Want to move? I thank you. Power to the protest. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've actually found someone here from Pittsburgh. He doesn't have any knishes from Manhattan, but his name is Carl Redwood. Carl, what is G20?
The G20 meeting itself is a meeting of the main finance ministers who set the main economic policy that basically calls for two things. One, let businesses do whatever they want to make as much profit as they want. No kind of regulations should get in the way. And the second is they want to make sure that government doesn't place regulations on them. They want government to work for them, not for the people.
So we're talking about the easing of environmental and labor laws to squeeze more money out of the countries where we have loaned money.
And also financial regulations on how money is loaned in terms of lending money. It's just like here in Pittsburgh where they give all the money to the corporations. They give the money to the corporations. They take the money from the public, give it to them. They make as much profit as they want, and then they leave town or they turn around and claim some unfairness when we try to ask them to pay back. Same thing we've been doing here in the Hill District for a long time.
Isn't it ironic in terms of all the people who have a track record of not being trusted were bailed out and dwelling house savings and loan was taken over?
They don't have money for dwelling house, but they have money for AEG and all these other corporations. And they also have money, war money, for all these contractors that they hire to carry out these wars. And the wars are really to set up more markets for these same corporations.
The question facing a lot of us, the little mystery, is why did they pick Pittsburgh?
I'm not sure, actually, but I know they claim it's because we're the model of some new thing. But if we compare the current thing or the new thing to the old thing, we're looking at a lot of people gone, a lot of people out of work. They've been able to drive people out of Pittsburgh, so Pittsburgh's been driven down so low that there's nowhere to go but up. And they talk about the mills that employed hundreds and hundreds of people being replaced by malls that employ maybe 100 people, but not as many as the mills and not at the same rates and not with benefits.
It seems like the slogan tearing and the absurdism of the 60s and this, that, and the other is not going to meet this. It seems, you know, very, very complex in terms of the dying capitalist countries, you know, trying to figure out how to come together. Why would they even come together for summits that only last 2 days?
There is some struggle among the different countries themselves, and they don't agree. So they have a little fight that they're doing. They're all on the same side, but they have little differences. And they have these meetings like the one here, the one in London a few months ago, the one last year. They have the IMF meetings, the World Trade Organization meetings, the G8. All these different organizations are ways that they meet to try to get on the same page on how they're going to attack us, the common people, and make sure that we don't get stuff. They want to just make profits.
So is this the last gasp of a dying system, or should we expect 200 more years of this?
Well, I don't know how many more years, and it's not the last gasp, but we do need to organize. One of the issues is they have a G20. The global justice movement, on the other hand, we don't have a corresponding G20 where we can fight back. So we're kind of divided. Like, there's 100 different issues here, and we normally don't all work together. But if we could all come together consistently, we would actually be much more stronger. And I think this is one step towards trying to build that strength.
Okay, listen, thank you for your time. This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio on the Hill, ready to march with Bail Out the People. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Are we here with our enemy?
So what project are you working on?
We're surveying all of the different protests that are going on as part of the G20. We're here today. We'll be at most of the other marches in order to look at why people are coming out today, why they're participating in these protests, that kind of thing.
And who are you doing this with?
It's through the University of Pittsburgh. I'm in the sociology department there and just helping out with some of the research. They focus a lot on social movements, so the G20 being here is a really unique opportunity to study that.
So you're studying to be a sociologist?
Yeah.
Okay, and and what are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I was in sociology in college, and they thought that was a made-up science.
It's. I definitely don't go into all of the scientific part of it. I'm a lot more into the qualitative methods and interviewing people and communicating with them as part of research rather than just, you know, getting numbers.
So do you think the survey is a front for the FBI?
No, I do not.
Okay, what's your name?
Brittany Duncan.
And Brittany, you have proven to us that everybody from Manhattan is here and the sociology department of the University of Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a great undertaking, and it's just the first step. This is just the beginning, and we can't do this without invoking God's blessings upon our efforts. So let's have a word of prayer. All wise, eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you for the opportunities that are before us to stand for that which is just and that which is right. We pray